Early one morning in mid-February, John Cox's larger-than-life face greets first-shift workers in the parking lot of the Advanced Filtration Systems plant in Champaign. The face is on the side of Cox's campaign RV, which also carries his slogan, Continuing the Reagan Revolution. The Advanced Filtration Plant makes filters for Caterpillar engines. Inside, Cox is taking a tour. His attention has been drawn to a wall poster for the quality improvement strategy known as Six Sigma, famous due to its use at General Electric by executive Jack Welch. Cox, a former executive at Jay's Potato Chips, is impressed to see Six Sigma used at Advanced Filtration.
I tell you what, this company is one that appears to take its job seriously in terms of quality and efficiency. And Six Sigma started with one of my heroes, Jack Welch, General Electric. And he's always been one of my heroes, and I gotta tell you, if I could end up getting Jack Welch's ideas implemented at government, I'll know I've done my job in the U.S. Senate when I walk into an IRS office and I see the kind of dedication to quality and efficiency that you see up here on this board.
Cox accuses Washington liberals of failing to show the leadership needed to keep America's economy strong, and he says Illinois Senator Dick Durbin is part of the problem. Cox makes his argument to a worker entering the Advanced Filtration Plant.
And it's not that he's a Republican or a Democrat. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce rates him 99th out of 100 on business issues.
Wow.
And I told him, I've gone to Peoria, and I've said that Dick Durbin is anti-labor. Because if you're anti-business, you're anti-labor. Because labor doesn't exist without business, does it?
A U.S. Chamber spokesperson says Durbin's rating with their organization has improved in recent years compared to the lifetime rating cited by Cox. But his voting record for 2000 still puts the senator far behind in the chamber's eyes, in 83rd place. Cox says if he's elected, he'll vote for changes in federal taxes that include a simpler, flatter tax system with the capital gains tax reduced or eliminated. In a short book printed for his candidacy, Campaign for Prosperity and Renewal, Cox writes that these tax changes would return money back to families and small businesses and encourage spending and investment. Cox's mother taught public school on Chicago's South Side, and he says growing up, he saw what happened when government tries to create jobs without letting the private sector lead the way.
You know, I worked my way up. Fortunately, I was able to get capital available to me, and I bought an apartment building when I was 25 years old, scraping together capital from a bunch of investors. I can only imagine what it's like today, 25 years later, trying to accumulate the capital to actually become part of the productive of society. And, you know, we ought to be giving everybody that opportunity who's at the lower end of the economic ladder.
Cox is a social conservative as well as an economic one. He's opposed to waiting periods for gun purchases and in favor of allowing citizens to carry concealed weapons. He opposes hate crime legislation, and he's strongly pro-life, tolerating abortion only to save the life of the mother. Cox says America needs a culture that respects life at all its stages.
The Dred Scott decision was a Supreme Court decision. It was later overturned, thank God. But it was a Supreme Court decision that held that slaves weren't people. And we now know that to be wrong. Hopefully at some point in time we'll have a reversal of this decision that held an unborn child is not a person.
But Cox says many hearts and minds will have to be persuaded before any laws on abortion are changed. He says the country needs a good debate on abortion, one he wants to play a role in as a U.S. senator from Illinois. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.